It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Mental Health America of Wisconsin launches what it calls a peer support warm line. The person who takes the call has lived experiences dealing with mental health issues and substance use. The project is called Uplift Wisconsin. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jensen Bazio is program supervisor for Uplift Wisconsin. Jensen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning, Katie, and hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. The service is described as a warm line. How is it different from a hotline like 988?
Yeah, so I like to say a hotline is, you know, in regard to a crisis, and a warm line is it could be a step before that or a few steps before that. And I like to think of us as, you know, that prevention and early intervention kind of aspect that prevents them from crossing the bridge to crisis.
And so a conversation might be about listening. And what should callers expect if they call Uplift Wisconsin?
Yeah, so if you call into Uplift Wisconsin, you can expect 100% anonymity and confidentiality. We can't see your name or phone number. And you can expect to talk to an operator with lived experience. They're certified peer support specialists. And like you said, they're really just there to listen to whatever you may be going through in life, a current event, or, you know, something that's been happening over time, really anything.
So how much time might the peer support specialist spend with the caller?
So Uplift Wisconsin, we chose to not have a hard maximum or cap as far as the duration of the call. Usually it's about 20 minutes to an hour, I would say, if I had to. But really it's just, you know, is this call fulfilled? Those gut feelings on both the operator and the caller's end.
Yes. Is this call fulfilled? I'm wondering, like, how might a conversation end? What might the sign-off be like, or know that it's okay to end the call for that peer support specialist?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just talking through it and really getting context of what the caller may be experiencing. You know, we're not therapists and or counselors. We're just certified peer support specialists. So, you know, going through the conversation with the caller, letting them get out everything that they, you know, want to get out, calling the line is a huge thing. Crossing, you know, even that bridge, the prevention and early intervention bridge, is a huge thing to do. So holding that space for the caller and, you know, having them let you know that they've accomplished everything they need to accomplish, I would say, is a great indicator. But, you know, anyone could call at any point in the day. They could call multiple times a week. So even if they didn't get everything out that conversation, they could always call the next day.
Jensen, the warm line taking calls from noon until midnight, 7 days a week. There are plans to expand it to a 24/7 line, perhaps by the end of the year, if you can elaborate on such a timeline. I'm just wondering, what are you learning so far about this warm line?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, so we just launched July 31st, and what I'm learning is that this was a service that was much needed in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, we've been getting an increase in calls by the day just over the past 10, 11, 12 days. And I could tell that the service is, you know, going to be a positive impact on the state of Wisconsin. A lot of people are utilizing it already.
What sets these peer support specialists apart from, say, counselors or therapists?
Thank you for asking that. Yeah, so a certified peer support specialist, you know, again, they don't have these credentials in counseling or being a therapist. It's just a person who lives in the state of Wisconsin who has their own lived experience of mental health or substance abuse challenges and has completed this formal training and certification in the peer specialist model of mental health and substance use-oriented peer support. Which is provided by the SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
How can a person become a peer support specialist?
Actually, one of the trainers works at Mental Health America Wisconsin. He is my manager. And you can go to wicps.org to learn more. And I believe they have them annually, if not biannually, the trainings, and they're in person or online.
You mentioned the call being anonymous, that there is full confidentiality. What happens if a call escalates to a point where crisis services may be needed?
Yeah, so I would say that is the biggest difference between us and 988. So while we do, we don't market ourselves as a crisis service. If people are in crisis, they can call. But part of this experience on the uplift line is, you know, the call is led by the caller. So even if they're in crisis, you know, we are not going to be calling emergency services on them unless they specifically request it from us, and that process will be led by the caller.
You know, some callers might not want to talk on the phone, would prefer a texting type, you know, exchange or a chat. Are there any plans to expand in that direction?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so we are planning to expand with the 24-hour launch. We plan to expand on texting and or a chat service, most definitely.
Jensen, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate you.
Jensen Bazio is program supervisor for Uplift Wisconsin. It's a peer-to-peer warm line through Mental Health America of Wisconsin. To reach Uplift Wisconsin, the number is 534-202-5438. That's 534-202-5438. And if you or someone you know needs crisis support, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is 988. And we continue the conversation with a focus on 988 implementation. And you can join the discussion about life-saving services. Call in with the question, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in now on the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline implementation as the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration tracks the volume of monthly interactions on the 988 Lifeline, recording double-digit growth for nearly the first half of the year to this mental health hotline. Add your thoughts at any point. Call in with a question, 800-642-1234. Shelley Massal is program manager for the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline, operated by Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. Shelley, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. 988 Wisconsin receiving more than 90,000 calls or texts last year. What are people calling about?
We have really seen a rise in people calling, and it's just across the board about what people are calling for, which is great. So because of that name, that Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, a lot of people presume that all the calls are about suicide, but that's just not the case. That ends up being about 30% of our calls. The vast majority of people are reaching out just to talk about whatever's going on in their lives. Could be relationship issues, job issues, difficulties managing their mental health, financial issues, school, whatever's going on.
Okay, so a wide variety of mental health issues, not specific to suicide. What do you see so far this year in terms of volume and what you're handling?
Yeah, we continue to see a lot of growth in call volume. I'm really seeing from that this is a needed service, that folks are looking for somebody to talk to and maybe finding what they need in that and returning to talk to us again, which is great also.
Do you have any insights on why Wisconsin would be at number two in the nation for increased call volume?
I think that it's probably a combination of things, some awareness, the perhaps quality of service offered, and then just being willing to take a risk and try it out and reach out, and maybe filling some of those gaps, particularly for people who don't know where to start. 988 has a lot of resources. We contract with 211, so their database imports into ours. So we have a wide breadth of resources that we can refer people to and help get them connected with. And so if people don't know where to start and are looking for some services, we can be a nice entry point there as well.
988 being free and anonymous, some callers, though, may be concerned that they may be reported to law enforcement or reported to emergency medical services. When does 988 report conversations to police or other emergency services?
Those kind of contacts are going to happen only in the most imminent of situations where we have pretty significant safety concerns. We're not able to safety plan with somebody or find some other alternative solution. We actually have built a culture within our call center of really emphasizing least restrictive interventions for folks. And so we want to be as least invasive as possible when we're trying to resolve whatever crisis somebody's dealing with. If there are those imminent situations, if somebody's already harmed themselves with the intent of dying by suicide or something of that nature, we are going to get intervention and get them some help. But the reality in Wisconsin is we have brought that down to right around between 0.5% and 1% of our calls where we're getting some sort of intervention. So it's a pretty small segment of the folks who are reaching out where we're getting some sort of intervention.
I want if you could elaborate on 211, United Way 211, and the essential community services, because resources, it's difficult sometimes to get people the help they need if there is a long waiting list in order to see a mental health provider. And maybe some resources may not be right there when they need it for that caller. Are you finding any types of delays or wait times in order to connect people to the services when they need those resources the most?
Unfortunately, mental health is much like the rest of the nation in that we are experiencing some labor shortages and that does create some waits and some service gaps for folks, particularly if they're looking to start seeing a therapist or something of that nature. And so there are some gaps that need to be filled, but there's a lot of different services and opportunities that can help bridge those gaps and meet those needs in the interim. And 211 has a great database. They're really diligent about keeping up to date and keeping the information up to date. They do have a huge mental health services section with a myriad of different resources that can help bridge some of those gaps and specialized services. But warm lines, like Uplift Wisconsin that you were talking to earlier, and hotlines like 988 can help bridge those gaps as well for folks.
Shelley Massal with us, program manager for the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. As we talk about 988, 1 year since the launch of its three-digit number, you can join in with your questions and your concerns about the hotline, 800-642-1234. Shelley, since the crisis line was reduced to a three-digit number in 2022, call volume, as we talked about, has really increased. How does a national hotline, I wonder, roll over to Wisconsin?
So there are a network of about 200 call centers throughout the nation that are taking those calls. And each call center has a designated area. So right now, calls are routed by the caller's area code. And so Wisconsin has just the one call center in our state. And so any Wisconsin area code is going to be routed to Wisconsin Lifeline versus the primary call center. But one of the nice things about that national network is that there are backup centers as well. So if there's a high volume time, everybody's on the phone, things like that. There are backup centers across the nation who are taking those calls. So anybody who calls is going to get their call answered. It just in some of those high volume times might not be in the state of Wisconsin.
I see. So there are backup resources in case the lines in Wisconsin are all taken at that moment. You know, the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is funded through federal grants. Governor Tony Evers proposed $3 million in state funding in his most recent budget, but the Joint Finance Committee cut that funding. Do you need additional funds to support the hotline?
Right now, we're very fortunate. We are braiding together a number of different funding streams. There are some federal grants and federal dollars that are being put out to help support the implementation of 988 throughout the nation. We are fortunate to have received some of those in Wisconsin. We're braiding together that with some mental health block grant dollars and things like that in the state of Wisconsin. So we do have some alternative funding sources at the time that are helping to establish this service and maintain this service at this point.
What can you tell us about the texting and chat service component of 988 and how that has been received here in Wisconsin?
The texting is new within the last couple of years, but chat has been around for quite some time. The chat service has become so much more robust with the addition of 988 and the text service. We are currently answering text and chat a couple hours a week in, or a couple hours a day in state right now, and the rest are being handled by those backup centers. But by the end of this year, those text and chat will be responded to 24/7 in state as well. So we are building our capacity to be the call center for all three modalities right here within the state of Wisconsin. We are seeing that people are using both the text and chat modalities, and that both have been pretty popular. So either one is accessible for folks depending on how they choose to access.
Shelley, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Shelley Massal is program manager for the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. It's operated by Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Those three digits are 988. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.